can welcome in family and friends to this blessed segment we are thankful to call on this Soulful Sunday, Power Hour. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Soulful Sunday. We are thankful to call Power Hour. I am your host, Drenande Summons, a blessing, a true privilege it is to serve as your presiding officer for Refuge Mount Olive, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. As you all are aware, this week we did not have the Be Encouraged experience. And I am thankful for listeners being able to revisit previous Be Encouraged episodes. One thing I am able to say confidently is every time you listen into a Be Encouraged experience, you will receive something new. You will receive something refreshing. You will receive something so present for such a time. And I thank God for every listener from the States to across the globe who represent seen and unseen spaces, the ministerial operation, community outreach, and empowerment we here, Refuge Mount Olive, embody. So I am so privileged that this previous Power Hour, we had the pure privilege to listen in to the great Bishop Dr. Yvette Flunder of City of Refuge, Oakland, California. This is a prominent leader in my life and a profound present opportunity for the people of Romo to experience a voice of empowerment, a voice of true community. And I thank Dr. Flunder for her presence in our lives. And I thank God for everyone being so willing to receive such empowered words. When I tell you, this is a leader who has walked the walk and continued to walk the walk. And I'm so thankful for that. And without further ado, we'll go into the moment of empowerment. I won't be long before you. We will ready ourselves for this astounding week. This is Resurrection Week coming up. So we will be extremely busy here. And then after that, we will prepare ourselves for our anniversary month, which will be in May. People of Romo, I am excited for what God is doing. And I look forward to the abundant blessings God has to bestow upon his people as we continue to press toward the mark of the high calling. I'm thankful. Let us read this quote that states, "May your next 6 months be filled with breakthroughs, gratitude, health, and empowering self-acceptance. These times will carry you onward to your visions." End of quote. People of Romo, it is time for us to live in a level of prosperity, a level of truth, wherefore we unapologetically receive what God has for us, and we don't mind taking the initiative. You see, often people like to give expectation to outside sources, and we sit here and wonder, why must this be? We like to sit there and wonder, why do I have to go through all this suffering in order to get to my promised land? Why did I endure what I endured to get to where I currently am? We have those moments and our mental. But I stop by to encourage somebody to lay out the foundation of intention for the life that you deserve. I'll say that again. Lay out the foundation for the life you know you deserve. What does that mean, Drenande? What are you telling me, Mr. Summons? I'm telling you that this is your life to take initiative. And there are some things that could have been done a long time ago in your life if you simply would have taken the initiative. Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow, especially when we live in a world where we're so quick to blame situations and circumstances. And not to say that these aren't valid, but may we take a ponder and think of how invincible we as humans truly are. I was conversing with someone a few weeks back, and this is a LGBTQIA+ leader in the tech industry. And they told me that when they were 16, they came out to their family. And when they came out to their family didn't receive it. Now, may I also add that this family was very, very Christian-oriented. Very, as you all may know, the apostolic faith. You know that there are certain perspectives within, from the evangelical perspective all the way down to the Black Baptist perspective, wherefore there is a level of oppressive and limiting realities when it comes to God's love and inclusivity. With that understanding in your mind, with this 16-year-old boy, he was kicked out of the house. No place to go. Nowhere to turn to. However, when he was kicked out of the house, his parents received a phone call from the school. And this phone call said, "Your son has been appointed as the class valedictorian." And yeah, no one was expecting that, not even me when I heard it. That this young 16-year-old boy out here having to do what he had to do in order to survive, he was still able to accomplish receiving valedictorian position and living in a successful life. And those same family members who kicked him out, the same family members who thought that his living was in vain, are the same family members that call him when times get rough, when they don't have any food in the refrigerator, when they don't have any money in their pocket, when they can't put the appropriate respective clothes on their back for a certain event. They know who to call. But it was that same person they rejected. It was that same person they wanted left for dead. It was the same person that they thought was a demon or whoremonger. It was the same person that they thought God gave up on. I want to encourage some people today, the ones who are tired of feeling like they have to give their all in all and no one's giving nothing. I want to encourage some people who feel like God has completely forgotten about them and has allowed other people who would not serve them in the regard that you even would allow yourself to give a level of glorification and edification in their lives that you have yet to receive. I want to speak to the people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired, who are tired of being told to be kind to people who are being nice to, they're tired of being kind to people who are being mean to them. They're tired of being the right person when they're dealing with a bunch of sea of wrong people. They're tired of being a leader in front of a bunch of followers. They're tired of being the thinker in front of a great level of seeing followers. They are tired. Help me today on this Sunday, because I feel like we are about to break through in a great abundance, and we, the people of Romo, have to be ready for what God has for us. And I'm ready to go higher. I'm ready to ascend to greater heights. And that's going to require me to be willing, ready, and able to trust in what God has for me. And I'm ready to do that with people who are ready to do the same. It's time to elevate. It's time to take the initiative. If you want things done, be sure that you do it completely by your own regard moving forward. God will always bring assistance. God will always bring support. But never expect anyone to do more for your life than you are willing to do for yours.
If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.